Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time again for another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today. Coming to you live, as always, from the campus of West Virginia University. It's a syndicated show that sits squarely at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and modern marketing practices. With the modern marketing wizards that they have on staff, we have many to choose from. Today, we chose Michael Lynch. Hey, Mike.
Thanks, Paul. And I'm wishing you and all our listeners today a very happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season. A lot of things to be thankful this year, and not the least of which is my returning guest tonight, which is Bonnie Harris.
I'm great. How are you? Are you planning to eat a lot of pie today or not?
just a couple of hours. I will tell you, the aromas in the kitchen right now are absolutely killing me this morning. And I just had to leave. I'm just so glad I had to come down to the studio and do this podcast today. Because I was just becoming absolutely ravenous.
Me too.
I just could not wait. I don't know, maybe probably one of the most important things of the season is it tends to become a time when we all seem to have a little bit of an attitude of gratitude. I think gratitude is really important when it comes to our customers. And obviously gratitude is important when it comes to dealing with other people and dealing with the people in our lives. And that's one of the things I'm happy about is that Bonnie's here today and we're going to talk about gratitude. And gratitude toward clients, gratitude toward customers, and how companies really do show gratitude. So, Bonnie, when you think of gratitude, what exactly
When I think of gratitude, I think of something that goes beyond rewards or anything that's programmatic. I think about things that reflect true appreciation for clients or customers and that are authentic. So gratitude isn't getting a bunch of points, it may include some kind of reward in the mail, but usually when brands are really good at showing gratitude, it's personalized. It's personalized to the person who's receiving it. It's event related. In other words, it has to do with a certain something that's happened or that's beyond just a purchase. And a lot of times it's very ad hoc and it comes out of the culture of the company in a very organic fashion. So it's not a process type of thing. And people can really tell when it's authentic and when it's kind of a rote sort of process or very cookie cutter. And that to me is through, I guess, line between authentic gratitude and just rewards or thank yous that would come no matter what.
Sure. How can you tell, though, really, when a company really appreciates its customers?
Well, again, I think it goes back to companies that, say you buy something and there's an automatic response. Gee, thanks so much. We love that you're our customer. Well, there's no way that response was created just for you, or you're on social media and you get some kind of message that seems very sanitary, for lack of a better word, and maybe doesn't use your first name, or if it does, it kind of sounds like a chatbot might have created it. Again, I think that as human beings, we're really good at identifying things that come from brands and companies that are quote unquote triggered by some kind of process or some kind of event, and that really come from the heart and from the human side of a particular company. I flew on Alaska Airlines for the first time in a long time about a month ago, and I used to fly on that airline all the time. And when I was working on the West Coast, and I would get random notes from them with little upgrades, certificates and things like that, that really weren't because I had reached a certain level, something that kind of came out randomly. It looked like somebody had said, wow, she's flown a lot on our airline and we're going to send her this. When I flew on Alaska this time, the same thing happened. I had to change my flight. And when I talked to the customer service rep, you get to change it once. I guess she was great. I mean, I got somebody right away. She said, thank you for your business, all that kind of thing. And then I got a little email that said something that was very specific to our phone conversation. And literally it was the customer service person saying, is that good? Is that going to work for you? Let me know if you need anything else. Here's my personal phone number and email. I mean, that's the difference between Delta sending me a canned message with a survey, which is what I get from Delta. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes perfect sense. It also reminds me of a program that I was involved with when I was the director of loyalty marketing with a large restaurant company. Every year we would come up with initiatives of how we were going to do something special for our gold members, our top flight members. And I remember one year, the partners all got together and they said, okay, what we're going to do this year is whenever a gold member presents his or her member card when they're paying their bill, we're going to have a manager go out to the table, drop off the check, and thank the guest for coming in. Well, about a week later, I started getting phone calls from these customers and guests who just kept saying to me, you'd never believe what happened. A manager came by and thanked me for my business. And it's amazing how much authentic gratitude.
And it sounds like it was triggered by an automatic thing that kind of helped you know that someone was out there, but it was a human action. And I think that's a big part of it too.
And the thing is that the customers were not expecting it. And it was something that, again, as you mentioned, was something that a human actually had to go out and do. But on the other side, it was really interesting because our managers also reflected back to me how nice it was for them to actually put a name to a face and to be able to actually recognize literally their best customers. Can you think of other cases where gratitude would really be an important part of a post-purchase?
Sure. And
step in the buying cycle?
I think that we think about it after the sale, but it can happen at any stage in the buying cycle. But typically it's after the sale or even the non-sale, you know, thanks for stopping by, even though you didn't buy anything. One of the big ways that brands show gratitude is by giving back to community. And it can be about a social responsibility program, but when it's hyper-local and they're actually doing things for the community, it can go a really long way. For example, Patagonia does a lot of kind of local neighborhood things. I work with a group of dermatologists who regularly, it's a very large practice, but they post free skin screenings at locations around the neighborhoods where their practices are. And so people can just show up once a year and get a free skin screening. And that kind of shows that they're contributing back to the community, that they're grateful for having that presence in the community. I think to some extent, when you see brands that are sponsoring baseball leagues and things like that, it's the kind of gratitude and thank you where they probably aren't getting that much return on investment, so to speak, but it's showing that they're kind of giving back. And I think in some ways, when you think about paying it forward, that's one way of showing gratitude, as well as going back to the actual customer and just saying thanks. I think it's also about, like with your example, Michael, it's about personal appreciation. So as we all know, personalization is incredibly important, and it's really important when you're trying to convey a kind of an emotion like this. And when it's not personal, you can tell that it's not authentic and it just falls flat. We've all seen examples of bigger brands, usually bigger brands, that try to do this and it just does not come across as authentic. That can be worse than doing nothing at all, don't you think?
I really do. And it's funny, you keep using the word authentic. Can you maybe give me an example of what you've seen or what you've experienced that might be considered authentic gratitude versus maybe?
Well, I think your example of the manager coming out and saying thank you personally, you know, that sounded very authentic. Sounded like the managers really owned that activity and they really felt strongly that it went well. I think the most important thing, I'll give you an example of kind of what I would think is authentic versus non-authentic, but the litmus test of it is whether or not it creates that emotional connection. And when those managers came out to talk to those gold members, it sounded like that began to create an actual human emotional connection. When it's true appreciation, and I'll try to use a different word than authentic for a while, when it's true appreciation, that connection is made. So I have a small nonprofit here in St. Paul that I work with that provides community services for adults with mental illness. and it's funded almost, well, I guess probably 60% of it is funded by private donations and not by the state, which most people think when they're dealing with people with disabilities and things like that, a lot of it is state funded, and that's not actually true. A lot of these agencies have to raise the money. We have a big day here in Minnesota called Give to the Max Day. I think there's a Giving Tuesday Day in the other parts of the country and things, but this day is the day that a lot of the smaller nonprofits actually find new donors. What Vail Place does to show its gratitude for its donors, and remember, sometimes they have a lot of donors is members, you know, they have clubhouses, so these adults are called, are members of the clubhouses, make individual videos thanking each individual donor for their donation. And those videos are put on social media, they're on their YouTube channel, and they're sent to each donor individually in an email from the executive director. And I can't even tell you how much time that takes to do that. We had the day, I think 2 weeks ago today, and they just finished all of the videos. And there's nothing that's more personalized. There's nothing that's more authentic. It's not scripted. The members look at the donation, they look at the name, and they ad hoc state their gratitude for the money. Sometimes it's $20. Sometimes one gentleman donated $15,000. I didn't come up with that.
Wow.
And I think that's another point, is that a lot of times I've heard the phrase gratitude-based marketing out there, and I get what they mean by that, but I really dislike it because it implies using this emotion for more sales, and I don't like that. But this activity was something that they came up with on their own, and I simply helped them figure out how to deliver it. And a lot of times I've seen those kinds of programs are really employee generated or employee based, where they're coming out of the staff or their ideas that have come kind of organically from the group. You got to remember, if you're not showing your employees and staff gratitude, they're not going to be able to pay it forward either. That's probably my best example of true appreciation and something that came just from the heart. And it's not scripted. It's not, they're not amazing video. You know, they're funny. Some of them are very funny, but they're not well produced or slick. They're just.
That's a great example, Bonnie. You know, I think we're really starting to get into the feeling of Thanksgiving here and the feeling of gratitude here. Let's take a little break. And when we come back, we can talk maybe about some companies that really do a very good job showing gratitude to their customers and clients.
Okay, well, this will give you long enough just to pause and digest some of the mind-blowing stuff we're talking about here. There's a place you can learn more of these kinds of cutting-edge concepts. It's West Virginia University's Online Data Marketing Communications Program, first graduate program of its kind in the country, focusing on strategic thinking, problem-solving, and informed decision-making. We're trying to do here today, get some informed decision-making data. The Data Marketing Communications Program prepares you for a career in all these exciting new fields by learning the innovative tactics from award-winning faculty like those presented here each and every week. You can learn more, DMC for Data Marketing Communications, dmc.wvu for West Virginia University, .edu, dmc.wvu.edu.
Okay, we're back now. Bonnie, before the break, we were going to get into who do we really think, what companies really do show great gratitude, and you know, how do you
think
they show?
I think companies show gratitude, as I mentioned before, in a lot of different ways. As I mentioned, Patagonia does a lot for its community, does a lot of work in recycling in specific communities, and so that doesn't necessarily drive more customers to them or drive any revenue to them, but it's kind of the idea that by really trying to recycle or help recycling facilities, they're paying it forward. And Patagonia is one example of a company that's used social responsibility for a long time to try to pay it forward. It's a brand that you may not know, that if your zipper breaks on a Patagonia sweater, you can take it into the store and they'll fix it. So you can actually have your clothes repaired at Patagonia. You can also go in and swap your clothes. So they'll take old Patagonia and like give you a discount on new Patagonia. I mean, to me, that's That's being grateful for your customers, because most brands don't do that. I look at American Express, which used content as a way of, I think, kind of being grateful. They started a website for small business marketing a long time ago. And obviously it was part of their marketing engine, but this website has so much content on it. They spend so much money managing and editing and getting contributors. And it's actually not that easy to become a contributor either. Unlike Forbes, as we know, which is kind of becoming a content mill. But they spend a lot of time making sure that it's really, really good content. They use editors that came from editorial media. And it's grown into this giant community that they manage. And to me, yes, their brand is on there, so that is good for them. But at the same time, I think they could have done something that was much smaller, kind of, quote unquote, looked good, but really didn't deliver the value this content engine delivers. To me, that's giving back to your customers and giving back to a certain segment of your customers with a lot of really valuable information. So that's another example. I don't know, Michael, do you have other examples of brands that you've run across that you think are grateful?
I find personally that very often it's the small local companies that I do business with quite often that tend to show me the greatest gratitude. And very often that's not necessarily in the form of what we used to refer to, well, what they still refer to in Louisiana as Lanyap, just a little something extra, you know, that baker's dozen, that little discount on whatever you're buying. But the gratitude very often comes in the form of information and upcoming events. And did you know what was going on in the neighborhood? And did you hear about that the highway is going to be under construction for the next 2 weeks and maybe you need to find another place to go? And I think a lot of the gratitude that I've received has come in the form of just creating friendships and making my life easier and making a merchant, for lack of a better expression, part of my life and almost part of my extended family. I try to keep an attitude of gratitude myself as best I can. But when you get that sincere thank you, when you get that sincere, I'm so glad to see you greeting, to me, that means an awful lot. And that can happen at a local merchant, or it can happen with a national brand, or it can even happen with something that you might not have such a great contact with. I've had contacts with online auto insurance companies that have chosen to keep me informed of what's going on, of highway construction, things that I need to know about, of ways I can save money, on ideas about, they know what kind of the car model I have. So they might have some ideas about upcoming models or upcoming things I want to know about. But to me, it's a lot of it is, seems to be about taking a personal interest in me and appearing to really care at the end of the day about more than just making the cash register go ka-ching, if you know what I mean.
Right. Or I think you brought up a really good point about the cash register too, in that it's not triggered by a certain level of buy. To me, authentic gratitude, and I'll try to use it the last time there, it's not triggered by a rule. You know, it's an expression of that connection that you talked about. This is where smaller brands really can compete. I have another e-commerce software company that I work with here called Insight Software, and they compete with a brand that's owned by Adobe, which is, as everybody knows in the software business, just a juggernaut. Huge amounts of marketing money. Insight can't compete in terms of advertising with them. But their CEO spends a considerable amount of time visiting with customers, going out to meet customers, calling customers just to find out what their experience has been like and to thank them. Even though they're small, they do a very big user conference every year that has a lot of content that's basically free to the people who use the software. And although that's kind of a standard thing for most companies, this is a really small one. So it's a huge spend, but it gives them a chance to sit down with their customers, help them learn how to use the tool better. Many of them may not actually buy anything more from coming to the conference, but there is this feeling, I've written quite a few case studies for them, there's this feeling when you talk to the customers that they have a relationship that has some trust and has some value-based emotion behind it that's beyond what you might get if you're buying something from Salesforce or Adobe. And so that's, I think that's a really, really good point too, is that sometimes smaller is more nimble and sometimes smaller is able to convey emotions a little bit more organically than a big one can.
It's funny because this conversation reminded me of a couple of incidences that I've been involved with. One of them is when I was running a small restaurant company up in the hills of North Carolina. And at one of the restaurants, we hired an 80-year-old man to come in and work on Sundays. And he was not a church-going man, which made him unusual for the neighborhood. But all the church-going folks used to love to come to see him after church. All we would have him do is just greet people when they walked in and thank them for coming in. And when they got done with their meal, he was by the front door and he thanked them for being there. And when I was in the casino business, it just dawned on me that really this is showing gratitude and showing thanks and showing appreciation. At one of the casino companies I worked, all of the casinos had a greeter by the front door who was dressed in thematic clothing. They greeted everybody when they came in and they thanked as many people as they could when they were leaving. You talk about it's not really the value of the purchase, but one of the things that I would impress on my employees when I was running a marketing department at the casino is to make every customer feel that whatever amount of money they spent that day was the best value for money they got that day in anything that they purchased. If you came in and spent $20, I wanted that to be the best $20 you spent all day. If you spent $100, I wanted that to be the best $100 you spent all day. And I think a lot of that does come down to thankfulness. It does come down to gratitude. It does come down to really appreciating your customers and appreciating the fact that you realize that they're the ones that make you go, that make your operation go, that make your company go. People used to ask me about how difficult sometimes it might have been to work in a hospitality environment when you get customers who might be in a variety of moods. And of course, this was when my children were younger. I would tell my employees, I look at every one of those customers that has an issue, that has a problem. And the first thing I think about is, this is the person that is allowing me to feed my children. I think that attitude of gratitude, that belief that showing appreciation really is not only good business, but it also is a wonderful way to raise yourself up as an employee, raise yourself up as an entrepreneur, and really create not only a sense of business, a sense of organization, but a sense of community. I keep using that expression, attitude of gratitude. What is that expression?
Well, really, I think that body? I'm going to give you my personal philosophy, if that's okay. I think that they're really, please, when I sit back, I think there are two kinds of people that in the world. I think there are those that are grateful and there are those that are entitled. And I think that the way that we behave and our general attitudes towards everything can kind of be tied back to whether you feel like you deserve things or whether you really feel like you're grateful for those things. I mean, privilege and all of that is one thing, but I think that goes to brands as well. I think that there are brands who feel entitled, and I think it comes across in how they market. Sometimes they could be a little bit condescending at times. If we think about car brands, Lexus had a real issue with that for a long time. And did a lot of work particularly with women, to be much more grateful for that business rather than just writing them off. I think a lot of car brands did probably many years ago. When Wells Fargo was having all of its issues and still has issues with the pipelines and everything, they implemented this new customer experience program. And I don't know how many Wells Fargos you have where you guys are, but they're all over Minnesota because they bought Northwest Banks years ago. And you would walk into the bank and this person would walk up to you with this canned greeting, asking if they could help you. And all you wanted to do was go deposit a check or do something like that. And it was actually annoying. And the tellers had to ask you a bunch of, it was clear they were asking you a bunch of questions about your personal life that they were given. It was not genuine. And it was basically just a time waster. And at the same time, they were doing other things like taking out the coin counters and things like that. So Wells Fargo, to me, felt like they were simply putting that Band-Aid on there because they were told they should, but it came across as very not a, as a genuine program. Whereas there's a company called Chewy, which is, I don't know if you guys are pet owners, but okay, well, let's talk about Chewy, because who the heck launches an online business against Amazon? And they haven't been around that long when you look at it, and wins. Chewy has some of the most loyal customers I've ever seen, because when you order from them, I think they actually know who you are. I don't know, is that, have you ordered from them quite a bit, Michael? Or yeah, so I mean, you get notes. Yeah.
My Helga and my Fritz know Chewy very, very well, and right, they have a very much of an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm.
And Chewy does a lot of stuff for rescue organizations, as many of the animal, like Purina does a lot too. I mean, a lot of them do, but Chewy has this way, when you order something from them, or if you interact with them at all, seriously think they know who we are. Like, they must have some kind of database that has ad hoc comments about the last conversation you might have had with them. I mean, they go out of their way to do things. I had a friend who had dog food coming and his dog died, and he called to cancel the order, and they called him. It makes me choke up every time. Of course, they canceled the order, but they donated several bags of dog food in his dog's name to a local rescue. I mean, that's the sort of thing that you can't duplicate with an Amazon that gives you the occasional coupon. Here's $5. And you can apply it to that. Chewy has the most loyal fan base I've ever seen. There's even a smaller one called Adams Supplies. That's maybe mainly a horse supply. And from what I understand, a couple of years ago, one of the workers was like talking to somebody who was ordering and helping them with their order. And the person had decided not to buy socks. They were thinking about it, but they didn't. And so the worker just threw the socks in and said, hey, just throw these in. You can send them back if you don't want them, but we thought you might like them as a gift. And so now, and it went over so well, now from Adams, a lot of times you'll just get a random extra item with your order. It's never based on any kind of level of sale. It's never based on anything that I can tell other than the customer service person just felt like doing it. And it's really cool. So those are examples where, I mean, those two brands are up against Amazon and everything, and they're winning because they come across like they're really grateful for their customers, and it's genuine, and it's not triggered, and it's not a rote program or a rewards program.
Well, Bonnie, I've got one more story about gratitude. And actually, one of the things I loved about West Virginia, I was at a McDonald's in rural West Virginia, and it was very late at night, and I was on the road traveling from one place to the next, and they messed up my order. And I said, I don't really care. I just need to relax and take it easy. I just want a sandwich and some fries and a drink, and I just got to, you know, I'm just here to take a little break. Well, they were getting ready to close, and just as I was getting up from the table, the manager came over and said, we don't get people, too many people in here that are that gracious and that kind to us. And one of our employees in the back said, wouldn't it be nice if we gave him some more food to take out of the road with him? And she handed me a bag, and I walked out the door. And I've been talking about McDonald's ever since.
And I think
they're doing pretty well.
Oh, sure.
But Bonnie, before we let you go, want to be sure that we talk a little bit about wax marketing and what you guys are doing up in St. Paul.
Okay. Well, we're doing things all over the U.S., actually. Wax Marketing is an integrated marketing and communications firm that I founded 18 years ago. We work with mainly B2B companies and also nonprofits on their integrated strategy and the implementation of that strategy. And you can learn more about us at waxmarketing.com and reach me if you have questions at waxmarketing@gmail.com.
Well, I am incredibly thankful and incredibly grateful today for the time you spent with us today, Bonnie. Thank you again so very, very much. And again, I want to reach out to everyone and wish them a very, very happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season.
You're welcome, and happy Thanksgiving to you too.
You've been listening to another example of WVU Marketing Communications Today, right here in the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.